Alcoholics Anonymous was there for me. Early one Sunday morning, rattling as per usual, I phoned someone I knew vaguely through work who had drink in the house, and I begged him to bring some over to me. He refused point blank to give me booze or money. I was raging. Instead, he found out there was a meeting close to me. It turned out his brother was in AA in America, and he took me later that day. That was my first AA meeting. I was still rattling and my head was completely taken up with how to get drink. My only real memory of that meeting was a man ranting about something. My son was in care because of my drinking, so when later someone from the social work department suggested I give AA a try, that first meeting didn't put me off. My impression at my second meeting was that they were very nice folk if a bit stayed. I was welcomed. No one was ranting. A kind, older gentleman quietly told me I need never drink again. And some women gave me their phone numbers. I thought, they must be lonely if they want me to phone them. I didn't realise they were giving me their numbers to try and help me. I didn't take on board what was being said, and quite soon I was drinking again. Then one day I came to, choking for a drink, cold and sweating, heart racing, head racing, feeling as if every cell in my body was shaking and going to either collapse or explode. Diarrhea, dry bulk, though oddly enough, no terror-filled hallucinations on that occasion. I had a glimmer of insight. I realised for the first time that the drink I could buy with the money that I had wasn't going to be enough. It would only take away the terrible feelings for a short while, and I would be back again feeling like that very soon, with no money and no prospect of money. I remember thinking, I'm going to have to do it out, so it might as well be now, and I did. Once I was physically able, I came back to AA. Previously, when I'd come to AA, despite serious consequences of my drinking, including alcoholic seizures, homelessness, family estrangement, and neglect of my very young son, it hadn't remotely dawned on me that I had a problem with drink. Even when I came back, if I'd been asked, "Do you have a problem with your drinking?" I would probably have answered a glib, "Yeah," but I hadn't really put any thought into it. I hadn't looked at my life and thought to myself, "Yes, it's the drink." When I came off drink that last time, one day at a time, I wasn't thinking, "I've got to stop drinking. Drink is killing me and I can't go on like this." If I thought anything at all, it was, "I suppose I'd better have another wee break." Considering the mess of my life, the glimmer of insight I mentioned earlier was the tiniest of tiny flickers. I didn't like AA at first. My perception of AA was that everyone said the same as everyone else. They said the exact same thing week in, week out. The women were bitchy, the men sleazy, and you were all in a clique that excluded me. I stayed in AA, but I don't really know why. However, I wasn't drinking, and my life was improving. Well, externally it was. Was it the occasional meeting I enjoyed? Was I scared that if I stopped coming I would drink? Was a power greater than me, that I had no belief in, at work, behind the scenes, doing for me what I couldn't do for myself? I don't know, but whatever it was that kept me in AA, I'm grateful to it. I was not drinking, but not changing, for a number of years in AA. I was going through the motions, work, holidays, relationships and meetings. I wasn't taking part in life in any emotionally real sense, though I could observe it, you and me, with a critical and judgmental eye. It wasn't until I picked up the program with the help of a sponsor and started working it in my life that I started to get well. Thanks to the program, my character defects are tempered and I don't act on them the way I used to. I'm more at peace with myself. I like myself more and I'm kinder to myself. Part of the spiritual awakening I got as the result of these steps is that I was able to start caring both for myself and others. I can live without having to steal, lie, or deliberately hurt anyone. Things I did both before in AA and while in AA before the program. I thought I had to do these things to survive. I didn't, but I thought I did. I can let go of resentment. I can understand that other people do things differently from me, and that doesn't make them less than me. Worrying about what other people think of me doesn't rule my life the way it used to. I can see my true motives and hopefully act out of the good ones. I don't people please to manipulate others to get what I want as much as I did. Slowly, my internal life improved. My conscience came back and the voice in my head became less critical. I do what I can do and I'm aware I can't control outcomes. I can try to carry the AA message to the alcoholic who still suffers. I don't have a God as I understand it in my life, but I trust in and depend on AA's 12-step program of recovery, which to me is a power greater than me. When I came back to AA that third time, it wasn't with a plan to stay stopped, change the person that brought me into AA and start to get well, but that's what's happening. Thank you, AA, for being there for me, for letting me stick around while I wasn't well and behaving badly, for every group member who has helped keep a meeting open, and to everyone who shares at meeting, whether from a top table or the body of the hall. Thank you, AA, for getting me sober and keeping me sober, one day at a time. Flora, Ridley Friday, 1 p.m., Glasgow.